Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. That's Father Jim you hear playing the bagpipes in our theme music. His preaching today is entitled, I'm Feeling the Need to Sing.
I'm feeling the need to sing. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear God. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise God. May your hearts be ever merry. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to God. All the families of the nations shall bow down. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. For dominion is the Lord's, who rules the nations. To God alone shall bow down all who sleep in the earth. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. To God my soul shall live, to God whom my descendants shall serve. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice God has shown. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I'm feeling the need to sing. In the United States, we have suffered another violent tragedy through the mass killing of 11 innocent people, holy people, who were gathered together in prayer in the Tree of Life Jewish Temple located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Such senseless killing weighs so heavily upon this entire United States, and it weighs heavily on me. Because of this tragedy, I chose to focus on the Psalm of David, the only Old Testament entry for Tuesday of the 31st week of the year, in an effort to honor our Jewish sisters and brothers. Songs of lament are such an important, significant part of our Old Testament history. Praising God, no matter what we ever have to contend with, is such a profound part of our faith. The refrain, I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people, puts us in the context of community. puts us in the context of the assembly and teaches us over and over again by the singing of the refrain that we are more together than any of us are alone. We are more together than any of us are capable of being by ourselves. I am always trying to teach this to choirs, to ensembles and quartets and trios of musicians. We are more together. We are a fuller sound. We are more varied than any of us will ever be capable of achieving alone. In addition to the teaching of the refrain, the verses contain great preaching. They point us as individuals toward greater realities, toward larger realities, more inclusive realities, realities that reflect mission. The very opening verse is so beautiful. It says, I will fulfill my vows before all God's people. And it is not talking about the vows of many of us who are religious, vows of poverty and chastity and obedience, but the verses of the psalm spell out what our vows are for. In the first place, the opening stanza, our vows are related to being the instrument or channel by which the lowly eat their fill, feeding God's people, God's lowly, God's poor. Another stanza leads us to being the instrument or the channel by which whole families, whole nations, in other words, many, many other peoples meet God and because of us come to praise God. Later, another stanza challenges us in our vows to be the instrument or channel by which younger generations come to know God, and more so to understand God's ways of justice through us as instrument, through us as channel. The verses of this Psalm 22 give us an outflow, present an outflow from a personal, individual relationship with God to a relationship with God's people. And as such, reflect Sunday's Gospel from St. Mark, in which Mark teaches, reflecting back to the first reading from Deuteronomy, that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. And the second commandment, the same as the first, equal to the first, is that we must love our neighbors as ourselves. That's what this Psalm 22 refreshes for us. It brings us back to the community. It draws us out of ourselves and out of the singularity, maybe even loneliness of our individual selves, back to the assembly, back to the people, back to the fuller meaning of God's community and God's gathering of holy ones. In the face of senseless tragedy, I'm feeling the need to sing one of David's psalms in honor of our Jewish sisters and brothers, and in an effort to call us further out of ourselves and into the service of others. I'm feeling the need to sing. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly.